Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Pennsylvania State Treasurer Stacey Garrity is here with us. What an incredible shout out you had from President Trump yesterday.
Oh my goodness. Hey, Dawn, it's always great to be with you. And you know, it was just a great celebration of not only the Eagles, but of Pennsylvania. There were so many people there. I was sitting next to my good friend, Attorney General Dave Sunday, and it was just really a wonderful event.
Yeah, it seemed like it, and I know people have talked about Jalen Hurts wasn't there, but it's who was there. I love that we had so many of you from Pennsylvania, you know, who were invited. Can you, you know, just because you were right there front and center, was there anything that you've seen or that you saw that you witnessed that maybe wasn't covered as much? If you can take us a little bit beyond the headlines, if you will, what was your takeaway? Because it seemed like, I don't know, I felt like there was this camaraderie as if everybody knew each other, and it seemed like just a great time.
You know, it really was, and I have to say that even though Jalen Hurts wasn't there, the president was so gracious and recognized him and mentioned him, and everybody was just so uplifting. All the remarks were really short and sweet, and they all ended up with, go Birds. So it was just, the camaraderie was amazing, and it was just a great event, and it was great to be there with so many Pennsylvanians.
Yeah, and I know it was hot. I know that it felt like a summer day. But it looked like so much fun, and I think I just felt like, oh, man, everybody from Pennsylvania wanted to be in your seat. And Senator McCormick and Dina McCormick, they were there too, right?
Yes, they were there. And actually, they were very close to where we were sitting. Dr. Oz was there, and it was fantastic to see him because I hadn't seen him and his wife, Lisa, in quite a bit of time. And, you know, Pam Bondi was there, so... So really, and a lot of our legislators and a lot of our congressional delegation. So really everybody, you know, coalesced around, you know, the Eagles in Pennsylvania. And it was a beautiful day, and it was just a great celebration.
Yeah, it was wonderful. You know, as far as you, more and more, Stacey Garrity, in the headlines, will she run for governor? And some of those headlines even pivoting to when will she announce. First of all, I know that you've said, you've told me before, you're not ready to announce, although you could always do it on this show and break the news. But it's a nice compliment that people are, the so-called mainstream media, they're teeing you up for that. That's what I see, that it's expected.
Well, it certainly... It certainly is an honor that so many people are thinking about me. It really is, Dawn. And, you know, but it's also been an honor to serve as the first Republican treasurer in 16 years and the first from rural Pennsylvania in more than 40 years. So, yes, I'm absolutely seriously thinking about it because I really do feel that Pennsylvania is at a crossroads. And, you know, like all Pennsylvanians across the Commonwealth, I'm thinking about what comes next. So I'm looking at my options, but, you know, the bottom line is that our state is going to be out of money in 3 years. If you look at the budget deficit, so this year we're going to end the year $3.5 billion short, next year $6 billion, the year after that $6.9 billion. That's from the Independent Fiscal Office, and that means just that we're spending more than what we're bringing in. If you don't like those numbers, you can just look at the governor's numbers, and he runs a deficit every single year in his 7-year projection. And so we really need to figure out, you know, how to get some financial breathing room. And the way to do that is to really fight for energy independence, unleash the liquid gold that we have right under our feet, and, you know, tapping into our Commonwealth's oil, gas, coal, and nuclear resources is vital, and it's not only an investment in our Commonwealth, but it's in our national security as well. And so we also need somebody that's going to fight for rural Pennsylvania. And like I mentioned before, we need somebody that's going to fight for taxpayers because we do need a prudent state budget, especially now. But if we, you know, if we really, you know, if we really address the energy opportunity, then that would give us a little bit of breathing room, which would be fantastic.
And that's what we keep hearing as far as Pennsylvania. You know, Trump famously said it, but I mean, I think many of us here in PA have known it for a long time. Even Doug Burgum, when I interviewed him a year ago, had said we're sitting on this liquid gold. So part of it is energy, drill, baby, drill. But the other piece of this is we've lost so many jobs. And part of that is due to the regulation issues here. The people have just left, gone south. So how do you bring those jobs back?
Well, that's just it. We're really getting our butts kicked by our neighbors in, you know, West Virginia and Ohio. You know, they're taking on all these energy projects that they can. And you know what? Their states are more business friendly. So we really need to, you know, deregulate. It's very cumbersome to do business here. We need to get out of REGI, which is the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, which is an illegal tax disguised, you know, as something else. And we need to get out of PACER as well. And that's also cap and trade.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done just talked to so many different policy experts on that one that it's a real problem. I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about this as somebody who has obviously, we've talked extensively about your military record. It was 18 years ago today that, in fact, it was Travis Mannion locally went to LaSalle College High School, was killed in action. You had called in so graciously, Stacey Garrity, and helped us raise money for the Travis Mannion Foundation back in March. And we started out the morning, actually, on Kale & Company, 6 o'clock this morning, just thinking about, you know, Travis Mannion, his service. He was able to rescue everybody in his unit and paid that ultimate sacrifice. So I just wanted to give you that opportunity to talk about that kind of service and thinking about the Mannion family, because I know this, even 18 years later, weighs heavily on friends and family.
Yes. So, of course, I'm always thinking about the Mannion family, and Travis Mannion is a true hero, you know, paid the ultimate sacrifice. And I always think about that verse in Revelations. I think it's 21:3. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. And that's exactly what he did. And when you think about it, less than 1% of all Americans put on the uniform, you know, but they're responsible for protecting the freedoms that we all enjoy today. So we will never, ever forget Travis Mannion.
Yeah, beautifully said. Well, to our Pennsylvania State Treasurer, Stacey Garrity, we thank you for sharing the moment with us, kind of that afterglow victory lap of the Eagles at the White House yesterday. You were right there front and center. We really appreciate you. I know that there's a lot of coverage about you. It's positive. So I hope that you I hope you stay in touch. I hope that we can continue the conversation. But thank you so much for giving us your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Don. Great to be with you as always.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.